right now on VFN TV. We're going to look at the education system. Think about it. Traditional education versus homeschool. Who's doing better? We're spending $12,000 a student on traditional education in America. Let's find out if we're getting a return on our dollar right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I am so surprised at this report. When you compare traditional students who are going to your, what we call in America, the public school, then, and we're spending $12,000 a student, comparing them to what we're actually, which is costing somebody to go to homeschool, and what they're doing significantly, it's amazing how we're not getting the same kind of education that we're paying all this money for when homeschoolers are actually greatly succeeding in all these different scores. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Isn't this amazing?
It is amazing.
Because so many people talk about it, it's like, oh,
you got to go to public school.
You got to go to public school.
Got to go to public school.
You got to do public school, you know. And I think the reason why, looking at these statistics we'll talk about, is they're using those schools as re-education camps, basically, to re-educate our children to the way that they would want a world view versus a biblical view.
Well, that and salaries. I mean, I know firsthand experience when I was in New Jersey and my children went to public school there. It was a lot to do with this, what they were paying.
Highly paid.
Paying those teachers,
and
absolutely.
Unfireable.
Yeah, unfireable. Yeah. In fact, they were giving out iPads to students in public school.
Right.
Do I have to pay for this? Oh, no.
Amazing. So you're looking at homeschool students, graduates versus traditional students, graduates.
Well, let's look at the numbers, right?
The numbers would tell. Yeah, what is a standardized testing, these different critical scores that they've taken, comparing those two now. So it's a traditional school, we'd say a public school graduate, you know, $12,000 each, and then or homeschool, somebody's being homeschooled, and what their particular numbers are on this SAT. This is the standardized achievement test. Okay.
So critical reading score, because it's important, you got to read, right? Critical reading score, traditional schools, a student scored a 492, mm-hmm. and a homeschooler or student that was homeschooled scored a 535. So it seems like.
So you're saying homeschool, they're saying with this SAT scores, which is a big deal. I mean, SATs are a big deal. It really checks everything you know.
Oh, yeah.
So homeschoolers scored higher in reading than those that go to traditional school.
That's right. Critical reading.
And by the way, in no way we're talking anything negative about traditional. We're just trying to, what's the numbers? What's the facts?
What are the facts?
Yeah.
And also, too, that, you know, the teachers in the public school system are so hampered so many times.
Yes, they are.
By the curriculum. But not also by the curriculum, by the condition the student comes in the public school system. They deal with a lot of external issues that you may necessarily have to deal with in a homeschool setting. So.
Correct. And so also, and schools are funded off your local tax, land tax, basically, property tax. And so if there's a ton of governmental housing around your school, there is no tax dollar to be able to
That's right.
Like you have it, like in Texas, for example, a beautiful school system. They have a huge investment in it. They're funded, but they have a lot of tax dollars that are.
So is that why more expensive necessarily properties or neighborhoods have a nicer school than necessarily?
Well, you put it this way, Beverly Hills High School, you're sitting around $500 million houses with a property tax on that. You can imagine what they're able to spend on their education system there. So also the SAT scores. I was reading the SAT scores in regards to mathematical score. Look at this. What does it say?
Traditional school students scored 501. Homeschoolers scored 580.
So the SAT test for traditional schools 501, and those that are homeschooled, it's 580. Again, reading and math, they're scoring higher. Because the thing people say is, well, you're not going to get a good education if
at homeschool.
And it's educators that are saying this, right? It's
like Some colleges won't even accept homeschoolers' diploma.
Those that go, yes.
Yeah, they won't even accept them. And traditionally, look, they're scoring a whole lot better so far.
So far, we don't know. We've got to find out. So what are the SAT scores then for writing? This has got to be a big one. You got to be able to write.
Got to write. Traditional school students, 478, and homeschool, 542. Now, this is based on 2014 SAT scores. These are college entry exam scores.
Right. And so So far, you're looking at reading, writing, and arithmetic, right?
Mm. So it's those are the big three.
you think that's the big three. So obviously, there must be some other issue that you say a different kind of education must be something going on right here. So the homeschool education typically scores 15 to 30% percentile points above the public school students. That's they typically perform.
Wow. 15 to 30% higher.
In the 30 percentile higher than the public school, traditional school.
And let's understand what the SAT is for. It's an college entrance exam. So the higher the
points.
And
it's a standard yeah. achievement test.
What Not only that, achieved? But it's also, it makes you in line for some scholarship money as well. So those points matter.
Yes, it does. It really does. So what about in regards to, wait a minute. So does that apply across the board? What about African-American families in America, those that are in traditional education and those that are being homeschooled, what does the number say
Let's take a look. So black homeschool students are scoring better 23 to 42 percentile points above black public school students. Think about that. 23 to 42 percent better.
So it looks like the numbers overwhelmingly are saying, and it's something about that. You can get an A on your report card, it's one thing. But when you got to go take the SAT, it means you still have to remember everything that you learned.
That's
you can't
right.
just take the test and just falls yeah. out of your brain the next
exactly.
day, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But remember, there's a huge narrative that's been weaved and been spoken about and almost has so many people convinced that you cannot receive a good education at home. Because, listen, someone else went 4 years to get a degree. How could a parent, how could a guardian, you know, be able to teach a student. They're
right.
doing a great job.
Really good job, because you think about it, we'll talk more about the comparison
sure.
of that in a moment, but even the national average percentile scores, homeschool students that are schooled at home are in the 80 percentile. 80 percentile, while the public school students are in the 50 percentile.
Wow.
What it says is, we're not doing a good job where we're paying all this money, for the education.
Well, we're going to find out how much money soon.
No doubt. And so Stanford University actually accepted, out of 35 homeschools, they accepted 26%.
26%?
Yeah, 26%, which is nearly double what they accepted from any other particular rate. Double. So they actually see the difference in a good student. But also, the education system, I'm fixing to go to break here, but, there's great teachers out there, there's great administrators, there's great people in the school system, but overwhelmingly, the school system has been really focused against the values, against the Constitution, against what's just right and what's truth, and they're teaching, they're trying to re-educate the culture and change the culture by changing the hearts of our kids, instead of just teaching the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic.
That's right.
And being able to succeed in life, they're trying to push agendas on our kids. And we had on our program where the NEA, National Education Association, I believe it is, the union, was saying, historically, he stood up in front of a whole union of teachers and said, we're powerful. We're not powerful because we have this many members. We're not powerful because we're teachers, something of that nature. But the clinch of it was, he says, we're powerful because we have this many members paying their dues and we have money. Mm. It never was that we were powerful because we can speak into the lives of children, we care about children. So in Washington, D.C., we've seen where, they wanted to shift to a school choice offer, or be able to go to private school. You can take your voucher and go to a different school. The teachers came out and protested
yes.
against the parents
yes.
who were wanting to send their kids to a private school or a homeschool situation. You're looking like, well, right now what that parent was trying to do is trying to get a good education for their child. Statistically, it says that. Listen, we're going to go to a break. We've got so much more we want to be able to talk to you about. But listen, comment below. What are your thoughts specifically? I mean, did you go through homeschool? Did you go through a public school? What was your feelings about that? How did you respond? And what do you think about that when the numbers weigh out? Says it looks like you're positioned for a greater chance for success based on our present day public education system if you just homeschool. And there's a lot of factors into that. But comment below. What are your thoughts? Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. John, what's next?
Listen, the numbers are in. We've talked about them. We've discussed them. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about why. Why are those numbers the way they are? And we're going to actually break down the cost of what it costs for students to go to a traditional school versus what it costs for students to go to a homeschool. More when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO, I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator, I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody knows needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why am I writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We want to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? Maybe 500, 600 yeah. wisdom nuggets in addition to these success strategies. It's yours now at vfnkb.com.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at vfntv.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to vfntv.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to vfntv.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to vfntv.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lynn. Lancaster.
So traditional education versus someone who is homeschooled education. We're looking at those two different things. We find out statistically the numbers, the SAT scores, they're scoring higher in reading, writing, arithmetic. In comparison, they're scoring the 80th percentile.
It's huge.
It's very huge.
Significant.
So the question is, why, right? Like, why is that particular student doing better? Well, you can think about it. Homeschoolers get more attention. They're the only student in the classroom, right?
Well, right? One-on-one attention as opposed to 1 to 26 students or 1 to 35 students.
Yeah, versus, I know one lady, one particular mother, she had like 12 or 13 children. Whoa. So she was homeschooling them all.
Well, she probably has other teachers too, other kids, right?
Yes, eventually you do. So, but they get more attention. Even if you have two or three children in your family, if you're teaching them, but they're also able to focus on a weakness where, you know, you're in a classroom full of, 30 students, if not more.
Yeah.
Then they're just in general, no matter what your weakness is, you're pretty much getting, you get
the next lesson must go on, you know?
If you had a weakness, they put you in a short bus in a small room.
Oh, wow.
With a special teacher.
Just go past that, okay?
And it didn't work. It didn't work. And
the lesson must go on, so you got to get what you're going to get because chapter two's coming.
This guy was having this real long conversation with this particular guy. He's trying to determine where he was in school. And finally, he just said, how long was your bus?
Oh, no.
Because in
we
some...
We have nothing against short bus.
No. Or short people.
No,
we don't,
no. Long ones either.
Yeah. That's good. So they get more attention. They're able to focus on weaknesses. This is the homeschool, why they are actually, as students, a better performer. They're able to grab concepts and are not just taught the test. When the teacher is being forced to teach the test because she or he determines their success based on you passing the test.
Well, especially too, if the teacher's being graded on whether you pass the test or not,
right?
We're going to focus on this test for you to do well.
In life, it's not about tests. This guy says, imagine graduating from school and everything's multiple choice, right? You know, four different questions. Is it A? Is it B? Is it C? Is it 3? He says, listen, we have doctors that have went through entire education systems where it's multiple choice. That's why they sit here and they talk to you and they say, they examine you, and they say, well, it's either 2 or 4 possible things you're struggling with. We don't know which one it is. And they always give you this possibility or that possibility.
Sure.
But life's not like that. You can't go to your boss and say, your boss says, I want you to get this done. And it's like, can you give me 4 possible things I can do to get this thing done?
Two. Do it or don't do it.
You have to know it. So you have to grasp the concept. And that's one thing with students that go through homeschool, they're able to grasp concepts. And it's concepts that you need. You don't need to be taught the test, because life's not about the test. It's about being able to function and do the job. The employer expects you to actually say, yes, I'll do it. And then you have to go and do the groundwork to figure out the concept of fulfilling that particular responsibility they gave you, right, or she gave you. So that's one of the reasons why as well. And also, education's made to order. So if you have some really highly intelligent kid who's focuses on reading, they love to read, and that's just something they just do, but their weakness is math, you don't have to lean that much on reading. Just focus on their math and help them in that area. So you're able to, it's like going through a drive-thru. Like, I would like some French fries, a Coke, I know one particular young man, he just needed to order math. Right? You just need to order math.
24/7.
24/7, right?
But also, too, those students that are homeschooled that happen to be Christians, you could actually insert Bible curriculum.
Yes.
Nothing like starting the day with the Bible and prayer. And I'm sure that helps a lot of scores as well.
It really does. If you want your children to know anything, have them know God and know His Word, because the Scripture will begin to wash over their mind, begin to change their life. And now you think about, obviously, so then if the homeschool student is a higher performing student, they must be paying more money for the homeschool student versus the public school, right?
Yeah. Is mom getting paid more? What's going on?
Yeah, right. Well, so you're looking at here, the U.S. taxpayers actually pay around $12,000 a year per pupil, per student in the classroom.
Wow.
So think about it. If you have, 10 students in that classroom, you're paying, almost
$120,000
those 10 students who didn't do their homework. So you need to get, but what does it cost? It must cost a lot more, though, for these homeschool students, but actually the cost is reported between $500 a year and $2,000.
That's huge.
So allowing that and supporting that, you know, in your country and your culture, you're actually saving money, thousands and thousands of dollars per student. You're getting a higher performing student who can grasp concepts, who can succeed. And it's amazing how the numbers. Listen, we've got to go to a break. But comment below. What are your thoughts about $12,000 per student in America for an education system that's producing someone that's actually not succeeding as much, especially in the SATs in regards to qualifying in college and success in regards to that? And they're performing as a homeschool student in the 80 percentile versus the public schools are right around 50 percentile levels. It's like you should get more for your money. It's like we should hold our teachers and our school systems accountable for an education. And if not, consider homeschooling. Comment below. What are your thoughts on that? We want to hear from you. Also write to us at friends at VFNKB. Friends at VFNKB.com, correct?
That's right. We get back, right back from this break. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at what happens when Christian students attend a secular college. How many of these students who started out holding on to their faith and having a relationship with the Lord, what's it like when they graduate? You may be surprised by what you find out. Join us when you get right back from this break.
We'll be right back. When kids begin to use food as an instrument of power, it can sometimes lead to serious consequences down the line.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
We've heard a lot recently about the twin eating disorders of anorexia and bulimia. The anorectic individual can literally starve herself to death if not treated. She either reduces her intake of food radically or else she eats a normal meal and then promptly vomits. Before long, a 130-pound woman may weigh less than 80 pounds, and yet she may still perceive herself to be overweight. The bulimic person follows the opposite pattern. She gorges uncontrollably and then purges herself by vomiting or by using laxatives. It's generally believed that both anorexia and bulimia represent an intense desire for control. The typical anorectic patient is a female in late adolescence or early adulthood. She is usually a compliant individual who was always a good little girl. She withheld her anger and her frustration at being powerless throughout the developmental years. Then one day, her need for control was manifested in a serious eating disorder. There, at least, was one area where she could be the boss. I would strongly recommend that parents of adolescent girls keep a very close watch on their daughter's weight after 13 years of age. Seeking proper treatment for an eating disorder can even mean the difference between life and death.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So we're looking at the education system originally, looking at traditional education versus a homeschool education. We found out that the homeschooler actually performs at a higher level in the SAT scores and conceptual levels and so many different benefits of doing that, cost less. But the question is now, let's look at traditional universities and colleges. When someone walks into a university and they have been a homeschool student or a public school student, and they've been they've had their faith in Jesus Christ, they made their commitment to the Lord, and they consider themselves as a believer in Jesus Christ, they check a box saying, you know, I am a born again believer. Think about this. This is what's really happening in our education system. And by the way, this what I'm about to say determines eternity for your kid. Mm. Eternity. Forget about their job, their career, how they're going to turn out. This is eternity. This is where they're going to spend eternity. If you're going to a public university, a secular university, 70%, according to some of the Barna statistics, 70% who checked born-again believer when they first came in, after listening to those professors, after listening to all those teachers and doing everything they said, 70% no longer check the box born-again believer. They leave their faith. 70%, 7 out of every 10, 70 out of every 100, 700 out of every 1,000 students sent to universities. And you're actually, think about this, you take out a student loan to send your kid to a place that's going to lead them away from God, and they end up paying on it for the next 20 or 30 years. What are we doing?
That's lunacy. And really, they're re-education camps. They're totally anti-God. Many of them are anti-constitution, but they're definitely anti-God. And what most parents don't know, because either they didn't attend college, times have changed, but it's a whole culture. It's an entire city. You go to a college campus where there's 20, 30,000 students. That's a whole environment that's completely different, right, than the outside world. And so it's that poor student doesn't have a chance,
right,
if they're going to make it there, to hold on to their Christian faith and to, you know, continue their walk with the Lord.
And they say, based on the rapid expansion of technology, by the time you start to get your four-year degree, your bachelor's degree, by the time you graduate, it's outdated because things have changed so
rapidly.
It's
reported that Google, Apple, and a lot of Microsoft right now, you don't even need a college degree to work at these companies.
Yeah.
The technology is advancing. The colleges can't teach you fast enough,
right,
the things that are necessary. Now, obviously, there's some things that you need to go to school for. If you're going to become a doctor, you know, an attorney, you're going to have a college degree. But some of these students don't need to be going to college,
right,
to learn basket weaving and, right, you know, drama and all this
philosophy stuff.
Yeah.
So obviously, you'd want to send your kid to a Christian college.
Right.
And by the way, schools don't save people. Jesus does.
Come on.
And so, you know, it's important to have your relationship with Jesus. So the statistics also, even on that, after experiencing that culture with all the students who came there that were sent there by their parents to come there to be able to get their education in whatever they were getting their education in that atmosphere, John, 50%, those who check born again believer when they first come in, mm-hmm, to school, 50%.
50
will uncheck that box and will leave their faith according to a Barna statistic.
If they went to a Christian school.
Right. This is Christian school.
Wow.
Yes, 70% of a secular school. And what it is that, you know, that school systems are not going to save your kids. So a lot of people send their kids to a
Christian school.
Right? My kid needs help. I need to send them somewhere. You know, so they say, send them to the Christian university.
Yeah.
And so you have all these parents who send all these kids thinking the university would save them. It would have kept them, but really the reality is teaching them how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and own it,
yeah,
and to walk it out, you know, is more important than anything else. It's an eternal question, you know, where you'll spend eternity. Think about it, where you'll spend
That's
eternity.
Right.
And so we're looking at, we got to begin to take the education mountain back. You know, there's seven mountains of culture. We talk about it at VFNKB all the time. So we're focused on, you have family, you have education is one of the mountains. You have
media,
faith and media, arts and entertainment, government and business. But education mountain, we have to get back in there. In America, it's your school system. You know, it is your money, your tax dollars that are going to that school system. That school board member works for you.
Mm-hmm.
That administrator works for you. Look at your tax at the end of the year. That comes out of your taxes to be able to pay your property taxes to pay for your school. And so education needs to get back on the local level and get out of this national unionized effort where NEA in Washington, D.C. is making some, you know, Common Core type system that doesn't work. And so the biggest thing that we can do is begin to say, you know what, I don't like how it's turning out. If homeschoolers are coming out with a greater education, greater ability to succeed, greater SAT scores, we're spending $500 to $2,000 per student versus $12,000 per student. It's time to go back to the drawing board and redraw education in our communities. Listen, share this program with your school leaders, your teachers, and all. Let them see what's going on. They care. That's why they're there, and they want to make a difference. I want, comment below, what are your thoughts on this? We want to hear specifically, how do you feel about 70% of students going to a secular university will leave their faith, 70%. In a Christian university, 50% will leave their faith. Comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. God, I just speak wisdom, God, at this day and time when information is changing so rapidly. Encourage them, Lord God. Help them, help the teachers teach, help the administrators administrate. Lord, that we would turn back to the foundations or take our education mountain back, God. We ask for this, Lord, that we bring even prayer back and bring you back into our schools, Father God. And Lord, dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice.
You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better. Be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Well, so that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.